We continue 13 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off discussing the concept of wine being poured by an idolater into a barrel or into a jug or a node, and it is actually useless. It was used for tar or something like that, and therefore there wouldn't be a concern of Yayin Nesach in that type of scenario. So now the Gemara brings a related story. Bar Adi Taya Anas Hano Zike Me Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Bar Adi, who was an Arab, he stole some vessels from Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Ramabhu Chamra Va'adrino Nihila. He poured wine into the barrels that he stole from Rav Yitzchak and then gave it back to him. And now Rav Yitzchak wasn't sure whether he was able to use these barrels any longer. He was concerned about Yayin Nesach. I guess this era was someone who potentially worshipped other gods. So Gemara asks, Asa Shayel Bei Midrasha. He went to the Beis Midrash and asked the question whether this is permissible to use or not. Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kach Hora Rabbi Ami, Halacha Lamaisa, Memalin Mayim Shloshi Yamim, Umi Aran. The Amarava, Tsarach La'aran Mi'es La'es. So, Rav Yirmiyah came up with a solution. The solution was not whether you can use it or not. In its current state, you cannot use it because we are concerned that there was Yayin Nesach involved. But the question was, can you kosher it? And Rav Yirmiyah said that Rav Ami ruled that you can kosher these jugs. How can you kosher it? What you do is you fill up the jugs with water for 3 days, and then you pour it out. And Rav Espesa qualifies and says, you have to leave in the water for 24 hours. So three separate 24-hour periods of water sitting inside the jugs, filled to the top, and then you pour it out, pour in new water for another 24 hours. If you do that for 72 hours, that will remove all of the absorptions of wine in these jugs. Savramina hani mili didan aval di too low. They would have thought to say that's only didan, it's only if a non-Jew pours the wine into the Jew's cup. But what if I wanted to use a cup from a non-Jew? I wanted to go to a non-Jewish store, a used store, and use their cups. How can I kosher it? Maybe I can't use this trick of pouring three times, pouring in water for three different periods of 24 hours. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rav Shimon Bar Ben Lakish, Echad Shelenu Ve'Echad Shelahem. It doesn't matter. Anytime you want a kosher, whether it's yours or someone else's, you can kosher it in that manner by pouring in for 72 hours, pouring in water for 24 hours, for three 24-hour periods. Savar Rav Acha Breid Rava Kameid Rav Ashi Lemeir Hani Mili Nodos Aval Kakanim Lo. They thought maybe there would be a distinction between a leather flask and a barrel, a kankan. Amar Le Rashi Loshna. Didn't make a difference. Loshna nodos, loshna kankanim. Either way, this is a permissible way to kosher. Now, this type of koshering that the Gemara discussed here is what we call milui v'irui. It's where you fill up the cup with water and then you pour it out. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this concept of milui v'irui and rules that it is actually a permissible form of koshering. However, this permissible form of koshering is no longer applicable. First of all, you have to keep in mind the only reason why, only time a milui v'irui type of koshering would work, and this is important, is only if the absorptions in the cup were cold. If the absorptions were hot, then filling up a jug with cold water and then pouring it out would never express the absorptions in the walls of the cup. So it was only if something which was used for cold, and you can remove it by putting in cold for 24 hours. We have this idea of kavush kimibushel, that you leave something in for 24 hours. It's almost as if you did an act of bishel. So by doing it three times for 24 hours, it became an act of bishel. This was the custom for many years. It actually is very practical with regards to glass, koshering glass vessels for Pesach in particular, when in pre-war times when glasses were more expensive. We relied on this heter of milui v'irui as a permissible method of koshering, but nowadays we no longer subscribe to this heter of milui v'irui, and if a person has glasses that they want to use for Pesach, that they've been using all year long, we recommend or we require that you purchase new glasses and not old. Of course, there's a difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim with regards to glass in general, but that's for another discussion. But that's the concept of milui v'irui. Here it's brought in for the first time, this concept of milui v'irui as a form of kashering. You're kashering with cold, not with heat, and it was permissible, but nevertheless, it is no longer applicable. Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, three lines up from the bottom. Kankanim shel ovdei kochavim chadashim gerudim mutarim yishenim umuzufafim asurim. So now again, we discuss these kankanim, but now, as Rashi says, we're talking about earthenware kankanim. Maybe there's a difference between earthenware and whatever material we were, leather we were, or another form of material we were referring to before. So, kankanim shel ovdei kochavim chadashim, they're new earthenware vessels that are smooth, they're permissible to use, even though they belong to an idolater. Yeshanim umuzufafim asurin, if they're older and they're rough, then it will be prohibited to use. Ovid kochavim nosein lesochan yayin, Yisrael nosein lesochan mayim. When an idolater puts in wine into this kankan, this earthenware kankan, and a Jew wants to use it, what can they do? They just put water into it. In other words, put water in it for 3 days straight, for 24-hour periods, three 24-hour periods, and then you can kosher it. Ovid kochavim nosein lesochan yayin, or if an idolater puts in wine into the cup, Yisrael nosein lesochan sir ur murius, the Jew can put in sir, brine, and murius, another type of pungent item, which would remove the absorptions from the wall, would pull out the absorptions in the wall, and it would disintegrate, and that would also be another form of koshering. So now the Gemara introduces us, so now we've been introduced to a new type of koshering. It's not through water, but through brine or something pungent. So the question is, Iboilahu, the Gemara asks, Lichatchila Odievid. Koshering with something which is not, koshering with an item which is not water, is that l'chadchila permissible to do, or only permissible once it's done? Tashma, the Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oshia, halokech kankanim min ha'ovdi kochavim chadashim, nosin l'sochan yayin, yeshanim, nosin l'sochan tzir, umurios l'chadchila. If you purchase this kankanim from ovdi kochavim, if they're new, you can use it wine right away, because they're new. But if they're old, put in tzir umurios, and then you can kosher it that way. So clearly we see that this is a permissible thing to do, l'chadchila. The Gemara continues and asks, "Boy minei Rav Yehuda nesiya mi Rabbi Ami hechziru nekivshan eish v'nislabnu mahu." Let's say I want to do another form of kashering. I don't want to use milui v'irui, whether it's with water or with tzir or murius, but instead I want to take this earthenware vessel and I want to put it back into the kiln. Right? Obviously, you can't do this with leather necessarily, but with earthenware vessel, you certainly can. You can make it good as new. So if I put it back into the kivshan eish and I in the kiln and it whitens, is that permissible? Is that a permissible form of koshering? Amrlei tzir sorev or lokol shekain. Well, if brine is going to be a permissible form of koshering, wouldn't fire be a form of koshering as well? Itmarnami amar Rav Yochanan of Amrila amar Rav Asi amar Rav Yochanan kankanim shel ovdei kochavim shehechzir on the kivshan eish kiven shenishra zifasan mehen mutarim. Once the zif, once the edges of the earthenware come off, so it's as good as new. It's brand new. Amravashi lotema adinastra na lafilo rafai mirva. Even if it just loosens, afagav de lo natar, even if it hasn't completely been dissolved, that's fine. So as long as the outer layers of the earthenware vessel have been whitened, it's basically a new kli. Now, we don't generally kosher earthenware, we usually throw out earthenware. That's because we don't have kilns. But if you have a kiln where essentially it turns into a new vessel, then that would be a permissible form of koshering. But our ovens don't get this hot, and therefore we do not kosher cheres. When a cheres item becomes a treif, we just throw it into the garbage.